Hi there, I'm Sanjay. I'm a program manager on the SQL Server team. In this video today, I'm going to talk to you about SQL tools on Windows and the new cross-platform SQL tools that we've been working on and show you how you can use them with SQL Server running on Linux. All right, in terms of an agenda, what we'll do today is first we'll go over SQL tools that are currently available on Windows and then talk about our cross-platform SQL tools. Next, I'll show you how you can use our flagship SQL tools on Windows, SSMS and SSDT, with SQL on Linux. And then after that, I'll switch context a little bit, and I'll show you our new cross-platform SQL tools, including SQL support in Visual Studio Code, and talk a little bit about cross-platform command line tools. Towards the end, what we'll do is we'll go over some calls to action, and I'll point you to some resources available for you. Okay, so first let's get started with SQL tools for Windows. Now, if you look at the slide, let's start from the left-hand side of the slide. As you can see, SQL Server runs in a variety of places today. Examples include on-premises, in data centers, in virtual machines, in clouds such as Azure, Amazon, and Google. And SQL is also offered as a platform as a service offering in terms of Azure SQL Database and Azure SQL Data Warehouse. Now, client applications of all kinds essentially connect to SQL running anywhere via a connector, also known as a driver, which internally uses the tabular data stream protocol, the TDS protocol, to actually talk to SQL. We have connectors for several different languages. For example, we have the ADO.NET libraries for C#, we have the JDBC drivers for Java, and so on and so forth. Our tools, our client tools, are essentially applications which use the same connectors. For example, our Windows tools, our flagship tools on Windows, SSMS, SSDT, and PowerShell, use the ADO.NET API libraries to interact with SQL running anywhere. So the key point here is simple. These tools run on Windows. They're free. They ship every month. So you can always stay current, and you can use them with SQL running anywhere. All right. Let's switch context to cross-platform SQL tools. Same picture. And in this picture, the left-hand side, the server, stays the same as before. And we've expanded the right-hand side, the client side of things, to add new cross-platform tools to our existing SQL tools portfolio. Today, we are excited to announce support for SQL in Visual Studio Code. You can install the free MS SQL extension from the VS Code Marketplace. You can use it to connect to SQL running anywhere, including SQL on Linux. You can get beautiful language service features, such as IntelliSense and keyword completion, while you type your T-SQL queries. And then you can just run your queries to see results all within Visual Studio Code on Linux, Mac, and Windows. Now, the source code itself for the MS SQL extension is on a public GitHub repo. And our plan is simple. Our plan is we look forward to collaborating with you folks, the VS Code and the SQL community at large, to continually enhance it. In addition, we've also created Linux versions of your favorite SQL command line tools, such as SQL CMD, BCP, and SQL package. These are available on Linux. And we've also added a few new ones. For example, the new MS SQL conf tool lets you configure various properties for SQL Server on Linux, such as the SA password, the TCP port, collation, etc. And then the nifty DMV tool lets you view data from SQL Server DMVs as a set of virtual CSV and JSON files mounted in a virtual directory. Essentially, with the DMV tool, you don't need to launch a GUI tool or run SQL queries to see information from DMVs. OK, now let's talk a little bit about demos, what I'm going to show you today. I'm going to show you three quick demos. First, I'll show you SSMS and SSDT running on Windows and connecting to SQL on Linux. After that's done, I'll switch context to my Linux computer, and I'll show you the SQL support that we've created in Visual Studio Code. OK, let's start with the SSMS demo. Now, I'm from India, so most of my demos involve Bollywood in one shape or form. So here, as you can see, I have a Bollywood DB here. It's got a bunch of actors. Let's see what is in that table there. I'll select some rows. So this table is basically a pretty simple table. It's got a bunch of names of famous actors with their phone numbers and email addresses and the city they live in. So what I'm going to do is I'm actually going to export this database, this Bollywood DBE, as a backpack file. And subsequently, I'm going to take SSMS and connect it to SQL Server running on my Ubuntu machine and try and import it. So let's try and do that. I'm going to go right-click and export data to your application here. And I'll give it a name. Let's say I'll save it in D:. and I'll click Next. All right, so now what it's doing is SSMS is basically extracting the schema and the data from that Bollywood DB, and it's going to validate it and save it off as a backpack. So that's done. Now, let me see if I can import the backpack that I exported to my SQL Server running on Linux. I'll go connect to it first. It's down here. All right. Let's check that it is that. All right, so it is running on Linux. And now what I'll do is I'll right click and I'll import data to your application. The thing I'll do is select the backpack file that I exported earlier, right there. I'll open and keep going next. All right, so now what SSMS is doing is it's connected to my SQL Server running on Linux, and it's importing the backpack that we previously exported. So give it a minute, it'll run the schema and the data deployment scripts, and that's done. So as you can see, how easy it was to actually take a database that was on my SQL Server running on Windows, exporting it to a backpack, and importing it into SQL Server running on Linux. Okay, so for part two of my demo, let's switch to SQL Server Data Tools, SSDT. Now, SSDT is available standalone as well as in Visual Studio. So I'm running Visual Studio 2015 now. And what I'll do is I'll use SSDT to connect to my SQL Server running on Ubuntu. So let me go there. And I'll specify my username and password. I'll remember password just in case. And when I drop it down, notice that was the database that we imported from SSMS, so I'll select that, and I'll hit connect. So SSDT is connected to SQL Server running on Linux right now. If I expand the databases, I see my Bollywood DB there. So now SSDT is immensely useful for basically doing offline project-based database development. So what I'm going to do now is I'm going to click on the database that is there in SQL Server on Linux, and I'm going to create a new project. I'll just go with the defaults here. It's thinking for a bit. And what it will do is SSDT will go connect to the database, essentially reverse engineer the schema, and create a database project for you. It'll take just a minute. All right, it's done. So you see, there's a new project over there. And if you look at tables, I basically had just one table, and it's out here. So what we're going to do next is we are actually going to try and add a column to the actors table. So let me bring up the table. As you can see, I can essentially do this in the table editor in SSDT. I'll add a column called state. I'll just go with the defaults here. I'll hit save. And once I've done this, I can actually build this project. Notice I'm doing this offline. I'm not connected to the database at this point. And now I'm happy with my changes, so I'm actually going to publish it back to SQL Server running on Linux, like so. It's going to ask me for the connection string, and there it is. That's what I'll use. And I'll just say publish. So it's now creating a publish profile and validating scripts, and it will publish in just a minute. All right, there you go, it's published. So as you can see, it was very, very easy to take SSDT, point it to SQL Server running in Linux, reverse engineer a database, and then I simply added a new column to my existing table, and I published it back. All right, let's switch context a little bit and go to my Linux box. So as you can see, I'm on my Linux box. I'm running Visual Studio Code. The first thing is let me show you how you can go get the MS SQL extension. So you click on this extensions button, and you can type MS SQL in that search bar over there, and that'll make VS Code go to the marketplace and get the MS SQL extension for you. In my case, I've already installed the MS SQL extension, so I'm not going to do anything here. Let's start typing some T-SQL queries. So I'll create a new file. I'll change its type to SQL. And after that, I'll bring up the command palette and type MS SQL there and start connecting. So I'll go create a profile. I'll say connect to my local host here. And I'll save my password. And that should be it. Profile created, connection done. So now that I have a connection, I can actually start typing queries. First thing is we can use one of our many code snippets to get started. So I'll type SQL here. So these are all the code snippets that we include. I'll start with listing some databases, and I'll just run my query here. As you can see, standard results grid, messages, as you would expect. Let me switch the active database for this window, and I can do that by clicking on the status bar here. I have AdventureWorks, so let me try switching to AdventureWorks, and then let me try typing some queries. There you go. So as I'm typing queries, the editor is actually helping me with autocomplete. It's showing me the person schema, and when I type dot, it shows me tables in those schemas. So I'm going to go search from person, first name from person. Let me run both queries. And as you can see, it's actually executing both queries. I'm going to get multiple result sets, and see each result set is in its own pane. From here, I can choose to maximize or minimize each of these panes. I can even export a result set to JSON by clicking one of these buttons. All right, so this is basic language service capabilities in the editor. Let's do something a little more complex, right? Let's do something a little more real life. So let me close these windows here. Don't save. I'll open a file that I already have and show you a security demo for SQL Server. So remember that Bollywood database that we brought in to SQL Server on Linux? So, and remember it had these phone numbers and email addresses, which I made up, they were in plain text? Well, let's see if we can use one of SQL Server's built-in features called dynamic data masking to mask some of that information so it's visible only to certain users. So I'll start with using the database, and I'll pick my connection from earlier. I'll do my standard select here. And as you can see, it showed me the rows, the email addresses, and the mobile numbers here are all plain text. Okay, let's go create two users, a trusted employee and a suspicious reporter. And we'll grant them select on actors, on the actors table. Next, we'll use the built-in data masking functions that are available in SQL Server. So there is a built-in function called email and another function, a custom function that I've specified earlier, later, which masks phone numbers. So here I'm just saying show the first two digits of the phone number and use the built-in function for masking emails. I'll run those. And then we let the trusted employee see unmasked data. Cool. So now we are ready to run some queries. So let me run the first query as the suspicious reporter. Notice what happened here. The email address and the mobile number are both masked, right? Thanks to SQL Server. All this happened on the server side, no change to app code. Just for fun, I'm going to go run the same query as a trusted employee. And notice that the data is not masked, right? So all of this, again, happened on the server side, no change to application code. So that's it. What I've shown you is how you can get the MS SQL extension from the Visual Studio Marketplace, use it in VS Code, and VS Code can run on Linux, Mac, and Windows, and so you can use the MS SQL extension on Linux, Mac, and Windows to connect to SQL Server running anywhere, including SQL Server on Linux. I hope you enjoyed the demo we went through today. You can get SQL on Linux and SQL tools from the links on this slide. In addition, check out the Get Started tutorials that you can use right now to easily build apps with SQL Server in just a few minutes. Lastly, connect with us on Twitter and let us know what you thought about this video. The SQL Tools team is at SQL Tools Guy and at SQL Data Tools. And we are also on at SQL Server and at Azure SQL Database. We are very excited with today's announcements, and we look forward to hearing from you and collaborating with you as we expand our SQL tools portfolio with cross-platform tools. Thank you for watching.